After the formal remarks under a tent about the long journey from concept to reality, came the first public tours of the new eastern state.
We're calling this the collaboration station as opposed to...
Chief Medical Officer Alan Brenzel led a group that included Kentucky's governor, social workers, and advocates for the mentally ill. In addition to the modern amenities, Brenzel says the newest techniques in caregiving will be applied at the 239-bed facility.
We're creating a philosophy which minimizes coercive methodologies, so we don't and strive not to use seclusion and restraint in our care. We strive to use other earlier interventions that might allow a person to have more choices.
During the planning stages, a major push for a completely new Eastern State Hospital came from relatives of its patients. President Marcy Timmerman is with the Lexington chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
It's going to give them a little more self-confidence when they come in the door. You feel a little more at ease, a little more patient. Just the general atmosphere here is more calming than the one at the old one.
In addition to inpatient care, the Eastern State Complex also includes three long-term care homes and specialized treatment for patients with brain injuries. The first patients arrive next week. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.